This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Imagine watching a video. Okay? Imagine for a moment that a young black man with special needs had been kidnapped, abused, and tortured by a gang of smirking white youths. Imagine watching a video of this black man's horrific ordeal streamed live on Facebook. Imagine seeing and hearing the white assailants systematically torment their black victim physically and mentally. Imagine watching them kicking him, punching him, scalping him, and flicking a burning cigarette ash on his wounds that they inflicted with their vicious, sustained assault. Imagine hearing one of them shouting, "F Barack Obama, F black people." Then imagine the video of all this emerging and hitting the TV screens and news websites across America. All hell would break loose. There would be instant protests and probably riots. The Black Lives Matter group would have lit up social media demanding justice. Black celebrities, led by the likes of Beyonce and John Legend, would have made statements expressing their fury at the incidents and their solidarity with the victim. And of course, police, under the huge pressure of such concentrated public outrage, would have undoubtedly confirmed this as a hate crime. And yet, I don't see any protests. There are no riots. There is no social media campaign or celebrity statements. In fact, it took 48 hours or so for the police to even have the guts to call this attack what it was. And the reason? The reason is sadly all too obvious. They don't want to inflame tensions any further in a city that has become the very epicenter of violence in modern America. I'm talking, of course, about Chicago. In 2016, Chicago had 762 murders and 4,331 shooting victims. Homicides increased by 57% over 2015. In fact, the 762 murders are more than, and you're not going to believe this, more than the murders in Los Angeles and New York City combined. Combined. Clearly, L.A. and New York are much better cities population, much bigger cities, I'm sorry, population-wise. And yet, Chicago, 762 murders. Again, more, think about this for a minute, more than New York or L.A., combined. In fact, many parts of the city have become no-go zones because gangs patrol the streets waging a endless turf war. And let's please not hide behind any spinelessly politically correct rhetoric when it comes to casting blame. Because the reality is the vast majority of those doing the shooting and being shot are young black men. And it's not racist to say that. It's a fact. And let's be equally clear about what happened in Chicago on Tuesday. A bunch of racist, Trump-hating, young black teenagers exercised a appalling hate crime on a defenseless, young, mentally disabled white man. The assailants are a disgrace to their families, to their city, to their country. Yet this behavior goes on every day in Chicago. The city's young black population has for decades suffered from poor education, chronic unemployment. But who's been in charge of Chicago? It's been Democrats. It's been Democrats. So, is this the fault of Trump? Because, you know, we've heard that, by the way. I think there's been this, in fact, there was a woman on CNN, Simone, what's her name? Simon. She was some kind of a strategist. She worked for Bernie Sanders. And said as much. Said that this happens because of Donald Trump, basically. And she actually said that this is about Donald Trump, and if Donald Trump hadn't been a president, this wouldn't happen. I mean, this is what these people really truly believe. I mean, they really believe this. In fact, Simone Simon was her name. Is that her name? Yeah. Her name's Simone Sanders. My bad. She's a, again, some person that's supposedly some kind of, I don't know, expert on, these issues. I want you to listen to what Simone Sanders said. She says, I just want to remind folks that we cannot sit here and ignore that at least for the last year, on very public display, the worst parts of America have been brought from the fringe into the mainstream. So that affects people on both sides. We've talked about white nationalists and white supremacists and the KKK, but there's also, when this inflammatory rhetoric is out there, when someone is repeatedly telling you that your community is the worst of the worst, it brings out the worst in people. So you see, you rationalize behavior because it's, of course, racism. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You made my soul.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, I'm not a big fan of the term hate crime because the very term itself values one life over another. I mean, that's the essence of what we're saying here. So, hate crimes take into account a person's race, religion, sexual orientation, etc. Isn't justice supposed to be blind? And isn't everyone supposed to be equal under the law? So, I've often said, it's all a hate crime. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's black or white, it's hateful. It's hateful. I mean, the Dylann Roof, it's a hate crime. These four punks, hate crime. It's all a hate crime. It's all hateful. So I don't understand this distinction that, this crime is worse than this crime. No. Again, it's like affirmative action justice. That's what we're talking about here. This is affirmative action justice. But I want to go back to this panel. And by the way, are we going to have a panel? CNN going to have a panel discussion about what to do with this hate crime now? In terms of these four black individuals, and I'm not going to call them kids because they're not kids. They're all over 18. You know, to say that they're just kids. How joyriding? No, it's not. It's vile and disgusting. But listen to this woman. What's her name? Simone Sanders. Why don't you listen to this exchange? This is on CNN last night with Don Lemon. Talking about whether or not this is a hate crime.
Yeah, Simone, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
I just want to remind folks that we cannot sit here and ignore the four, at least for the last year, on very public display, the worst parts of America have been brought from the fringe into the mainstream. So that affects people on both sides. We've talked about white nationalists and white supremacists and the KKK, but there are also this, when this inflammatory rhetoric is out there, when someone is repeatedly telling you that your community is the worst of the worst, it brings out the worst of the worst in people. And so I'm not defending what they did, what these young people did was sickening. I would argue that they also need some help in addition to some consequences. But this just didn't come out of thin air. Some of the
So she's defending the behavior. You see what she's doing? She's rationalizing. She's rationalizing evil behavior. That's what she's doing. She's rationalizing. Well, you know, I mean. Look what happened this year, and it's Trump, and, these black people, they feel really bad because, you know, Trump is a really, he says mean things, So you see what she's doing? She's defending it, and she's actually rationalizing this evil behavior, because that's what it is, it's evil.
These people, these young people probably never watch the news. Probably have no idea, really.
I really don't think that young people in this country have more credit than that.
I'm just saying that's, and listen, that's my point of view. I don't think that they really understand if they don't understand the ramifications of tying someone up and beating them and putting it on Facebook Live, then they certainly don't understand the ramifications of a presidential election.
Don, I don't think this is about presidential election. I think this is symptomatic of what we're seeing across the country with the breakdown of the American family, which is unfortunate.
Okay, let me just stop that there. this brings up a larger point. Okay, and that is, Why do we even have to classify something as a hate crime? Why do we even have to have this discussion whether or not it's a hate crime? Let's call it what it is. It's clearly a hate crime. But here's the deal. Because Mr. Obama plans to give a farewell speech next week in Chicago, of all places. And, you know, I love how, by the way, I love how the media always says that Barack Obama, his chosen hometown is Chicago. What, are you kidding me? Why do they always say that, by the way? And I know this is, I am digressing here, but really? Why? Why? It's not his hometown. You have one hometown. Hometown is where you're from. Okay? Last I checked, Barack Obama wasn't born in Chicago. You know, I get that he reinvented himself and he went to Chicago. I guess to be, black? I don't know. I guess legitimize himself, his black half. Because let's not forget, he's also half white, but nobody ever talks about that. But anyway, again, I digress. So Obama is gonna give a speech in Chicago. And he says he wants to use his speech to say thank you for this amazing journey to celebrate the ways we've changed this country for the better these 8 years. Really? He's done absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. He's done nothing except for make the racial divisions worse. Because That video is disgusting. And remember, racism is a two-way street. Racism is equal opportunity. So, you know, the fact that we even have this discussion is ridiculous. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming me?
Redeemer, full of conscience.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. I'ma get wicked. The crew to you to put the back to black attack. So I smack and tap and slap the mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Razor Blazer, brain and trainer.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is a number here. Give me a call. Don't be scared. All right, we are joined now by Dr. Dathan Paterno. He's a clinical psychologist and a leading author on alpha males. And when I was pitched this story, I thought, okay, this is one of the subjects that I like talking about. I talk about this all the time. Dr. Paterno, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's funny because this is one of the things I actually talk about a lot, because I think everything comes down to human sexuality. I think and alpha males versus beta males. And see, the problem is, I think, now this is my own theory, is that in Washington. Washington is dominated in terms of within Washington. With I'm talking about the media and, of course, people in government. It's dominated by beta males, and so I think that's part of the reason why everybody's so freaked out about Donald Trump. because it's the first time that we've actually had in our recent memory an actual alpha male that is now the president. What say you, Dr. Paterno?
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I love this topic, too, because it's, you know, it's near and dear to my heart as a father and as a patriot and as an athlete and as a psychologist. And, you know, I think we've been slouching from alpha to beta over the last 100 years. You know, we see the ruling party in our nation that has decried and denied American exceptionalism. You know, our education system prioritizes all children, reaching mediocrity instead of exceptionalism. We get trophies for participation instead of excellence. And now our college students need safe spaces in order to cope with uncomfortable feelings. And I just don't see the American alpha heroes in film like we had in the 70s and 80s. You had your Snake Plissken's and your Rambos and your Rockies and Dirty Harry's and Bruce Lee and John McClane and all that. And we've gone away from that. I mean, certainly there are elements of it, but I agree with you. We see that in Washington. And I see Washington as beta males wrapped in the cloak of alpha. And I think there's no better example of that than Barack Obama, who is about as sissified as it comes. But at the end of his term, he's trying to look as alpha as possible, and it just doesn't fit him very well, does it?
Well, I don't know if it's that or he's just bitter and he's just trying to sabotage the incoming administration. I mean, I think that, you know, I love this topic because I talk about this all the time on my show, by the way, because I immediately recognized what Donald Trump was immediately. Like in fact, I was one of the first nationally syndicated radio hosts to actually call it and say, hey, I think this guy's going to win. I mean, I went back. You can go back and listen to my shows. July of last year, shortly after he announced, I said, I think this guy's going to win. And it's because he is the alpha. Like, And look, going back to my original premise, and I think this is part of the alphaness, is human sexuality, too. Because I think that, look, it's the same. People hate on Donald Trump for the same reason they hate on Tom Brady, okay? Because Tom Brady wins Super Bowls and goes out with supermodels, okay? And Donald Trump does the same thing. I mean, rhetorically, Donald Trump goes out and he's a winner. He wins Super Bowls, and oh yeah, he married a supermodel. And I think that part of this is again this, and you're a psychologist, you know better than me, but I think it's this underlying feeling of insecurity when the beta male sees the alpha male. I mean, you see it in the jungle, you see it in nature, and so I think that's why they freak out and they hate on Donald Trump, because if you're an alpha male, then you go, oh cool, he's one of us, I like him, right?
Absolutely. Yes, and that's why I think so many of them go into politics, because for them, power is the attraction there, right? And so they wrap themselves in this power, thinking that that's going to equate them with alpha, but they're not. It's just not natural for them. Whereas for Donald, he's always been alpha. He didn't compromise his alpha during the campaign. He showed America that alpha works, and I think he tapped into the silent majority that craves the powerful, confident leader, the leader who can win, who believes in the rule of law, and who can be a dominant leader and get the good-looking woman. Absolutely.
Yeah, again, I think it really does come down to that. It really comes down, like I always say this, is everything is like sixth grade, okay? And these guys, like again, all these guys, and you're right, it's these people that are in D.C., whether they're in politics or they're in media, they wrap themselves, I agree, in this alpha maleness, but they're not, they're beta males, because they're the guys that in sixth grade were getting the atomic wedgie, okay, from the Donald Trumps out there, and so then they have this bitterness and this resentment, because as they've gotten older, and now you're like, you know, you're Bill Kristol or you're George Will or you're any number of dorks that reside in D.C., and so you now think that, oh yeah, because in D.C., you know, that is somehow considered your alpha, but you're really not. You're still that dork from sixth grade that was getting wedgies, right?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I think you got a really good idea here. You're going from a kid who couldn't win at King of the Hill in sixth grade and now moves to the Hill in D.C. and wants to be king of the Hill there. That's a brilliant comparison.
Well, feel free to use it. Just give me some credit.
Nicely done.
But yeah, no, it's funny because I talk about this all the time, and I've reduced it to this is my theory, and this is why I think, you know, number one, I think that's why Donald Trump won, and I think that that's why there's so much resentment, is because it's like, you know, it's almost like the bully from sixth grade. Again, I go back to sixth grade, that is now, oh no, he's the president. You know, I thought I was done with you, because, you know, now I live in D.C. and I've got my house in Georgetown, and, you know, I work for the National Review, so, you know, I'm the man. But no, you're not the man. You're still a dork.
I agree that they are utterly intimidated by him, and the way that they reflect that intimidation, they can't tell the truth. They can't say, yes, he's bigger and stronger and he gets better looking women than we do. So they all have to down him and try to undergird him. And, you know, even some of the Republicans are doing that, which is a disgusting display. But you're right. It's because they're wimps. They're beta males. And the only way that they can feel better about themselves is to cut him down, because they can't play at his level.
100%, 100%, Dr. Paterno. Hey, listen, we've got like about 30 seconds left. Where can people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, www.prpsych.com. I'm working on my next book called Alpha Parenting. It's about, you know, alpha males taking the lead role in the home and with children, how we need parents to be in control and establish a reasonable dominance in the home.
I love it. I love it. You are, I love the work that you're doing, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show. And thanks for coming on. I really appreciate your commentary. You're a very smart guy, especially because you agree with me.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Paterno. I appreciate it, and we'll have you back soon. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, this is, and I've said this, you know, you know this. You listen to my show. You know this. This is one of my my themes, you know. Make America great again, baby. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So I don't know if you heard this or not, but the swamp now is striking back at Kellyanne Conway and her kids. Yeah, that's right. Apparently, this is according to page 6. Kellyanne Conway is facing some difficulties in finding a private school that will take her kids. While in D.C. on last week with her kids looking at schools, Conway said, I would not characterize myself as worried so much as amused by the silence and sighs on the other end of the phone when friends and allies have made preliminary inquiries on our behalf. While the posh private schools' handbooks and websites all preach diversity and open-mindedness, Conway said, for some, there is a comfort in sameness. Of course, the District of Columbia had the lowest percentage of Trump voters of anywhere in the country. It's no wonder that Melania is staying in New York with Barron. At least Conway said she's getting a surprising number of offers for help from both Democrats and Republicans, but not so much with Democrats who put their homes on Airbnb before the election then faced a wave of cancellations when Trump won. A good number of them, in fact, have pulled their listings rather than suffer Trump voters sullying their homes with their Trump breath and sweat. Here is one quote from one of these people. I have a visceral reaction to the thought of having a Trump supporter in my house, said one host who was planning on renting one of one of three of her bedrooms in an to an inauguration guest. No amount of money could make me change my mind. It's about moral principles. Huh. So, like I always say, they love diversity, but not diversity of thought. The people at the Media Research Center have put together the View's most unhinged liberal outbursts of 2016. So I just want to play this for you and for your enjoyment.
It's ironic, isn't it, that the thing that you have to do is actually burn the flag, don't stand up, don't put your hand. Those are the things that make it more American.
Don't think you should say that people who do it hate the country, because no. That's not correct.
That's not true.
They don't hate the country.
But that's
that.
All the racists voted for Trump.
Do we start profiling all the white people?
The roots of the Electoral College are rooted in slavery.
Get
you
them back.
Feel that your party represents gay folks as well as they should.
LGBT community as well as they should. Do you feel like they even recognize
you
as human beings?
The
thing about Trump, though, is that he's the recruiter in chief. He is
for ISIS.
He is basically working with ISIS to kill us. They are working together.
Touch your uterus. That's all I'm saying.
He is going to dismantle everything in place. The air you breathe, the water you drink.
And I for one, hope it is true. Not only because I want to see which five women would sleep with Ted Cruz, which would be fascinating.
Transgenders for Cruz is like Jews for Hitler.
Just to see and show what a hypocrite he would be, if it is true, because it's alleged. But, you know, he's such a guy about family values, and, you know, he lives by this kind of crazy moral code.
Do not
defending Jeff Sessions.
I'm not.
He's
also tested.
Hillary staying with Bill is a major selling point for me for Hillary, because it shows me that she can commit. She is a woman. She will commit to her man, and she will commit to our country. Bitch, commit.
I know she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
I
don't.
Well, then you haven't done your homework.
Oh, I've done my homework.
No, you haven't done your homework. No. Like, listen, you've kicked her ass for, you know, 30 years.
Got it? That's just some of the awesomeness. But I want to play this for you. This is, speaking of The View, here we go. Jedediah Bela is, you know, now the resident conservative on The View. And she had this to say today, and I got to tell you, things got a little heated because Whoopi Goldberg. I'll let you listen.
There was an article today by Charles Blow in the New York Times, and he's talking about how Trump has been vilifying the media, of which we are part of, the New York Times, the Washington Post. Not one newspaper endorsed him, I believe, when he was running. And Trump keeps saying they're bad people, they're bad people. What he's doing is inoculating himself ahead of time so that when the press goes after his taxes, his business dealings, he can then say, I told you there are a bunch of liars. He's going to continue to do that. American people need to be vigilant on this. And one of the things you need to do is buy newspapers and support the media. Because otherwise, if you don't have the media, you got nothing. You got nothing if you don't have free speech.
By the way, only support the mainstream media, and only support the New York Times. That's what she's saying.
That kind of tactic doesn't work because ultimately your policy affects people's pocketbooks and affects their real life. And no matter what somebody says about the media or not, if their policies are good and people feel good and they're seeing, you know what, I have more money in my bank account, my insurance is better, then they feel better. And if they don't, they hold that candidate
accountable. But wait a second. He never said he was going to raise the minimum wage, for example. That's just one example, Trump.
But that's
when he was running. That was going to be a policy of his. And yet people who have no money still voted for him.
But there are
so what about the pocketbook argument you're giving
us? I'm talking about your tax dollars. The minimum wage argument, you know,
the tax dollars. Tell them the tax dollar story.
Well, I mean, you know,
tell it.
So we have to repeat it.
Sentiment, but I think that example is
complicated. One example. There's this one too.
You know, on his website, on Trump's website, this is not me making this up. This is what the website is saying. 15% cut for the wealthiest. 15%. 2% for the middle class. And if you are a single parent household, you're about to have your taxes doubled. That's on the website. That's not me making it up. So you know what? You might have thought he was going to do all this stuff for you, and it's not going to dawn on you until your doctor says, you know what, we're no longer accepting the kind of health care that you had.
Right.
Which has already happened. Idiots.
We're not going to, you have to pay us cash. Your Obamacare, you know, we're not going to take it anymore. Do you realize that that there are more people insured in this country than there have ever been before?
Yeah.
All because of Obamacare. So now for seniors, when they start messing with your Medicaid and all that other stuff, you know, this is going to affect everybody. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect everybody. And, you know, listen,
wait until they
whoever you are for, you still have stuff you have to do. You have to take care of your kids.
Yeah.
You got to pay your bills. You got to pay your rent. You still got stuff you got to do. But
it is the most wonderful time in 8 years, I have to say. I got to tell you, this is, you know, just to see the freaking out constantly of these people, it really just warms my heart, I have to say. I mean, it's a constant source of entertainment and joy for me, I have to tell you. And this isn't going to end. I mean, strap up, because this is going to be something that will give... it's the gift that keeps on giving, really. I frankly, I love it. I think it's awesome. I mean, every single day, it makes my show prep so much easier. I mean, every day. In fact, like I said before, I think I'd mentioned this before, I didn't know what I was going to talk about after the election, but the media just is the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you. Thank you, media. Thank you. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. I think that's it. All right, it is an honor, truly, and a privilege to be with you every day, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.